Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
A month after even more police officers were surged into the subway system, Mayor Adams says he's seeing results.
WCBS's Steve Burns joins us. So, Steve, what did we hear from the mayor today?
The mayor is making the case that bringing all these officers into the transit system is making a difference. He said over the month of November, major felonies in the transit system are down 13% compared to November of 2021. They're also down slightly compared to 2017, which was a historic low for subway crime. Obviously, the numbers are somewhat malleable. If you look back at all of 2022 compared to 2021 at this point, there is a 40% increase in transit crime, and that's pretty big. But at the same time, ridership has also gone up about 40% at that time. The MTA actually put out a graph today showing that felonies per million riders has basically stayed steady over the last year and a half or so. So you're seeing leaders here really trying to take control of this narrative, show that there's more police, more eyes on the system, and crime may not be as big of a problem as it's being made out to be.
Steve, any word on what kind of metrics or benchmarks officials are looking at to see how long this surge should go on?
That was a question that I asked Jan Oliber, the MTA chairman, a couple of weeks ago, and he said there's really no set end date or benchmarks they're looking to hit here. The MTA has said this is really responding more to rider sentiment than to any specific numbers. I did talk with Danny Perlstein at the Riders Alliance. He said the main thing that helps people feel safe is more people around them. So ridership coming back should help to some extent. But some of the bigger issues, things like homelessness, mental health resources, those are obviously bigger than just transit issues, but Perlstein said if those are addressed, then you will see an impact on the subway system as well.
Steve, you are also taking a look at another big topic around crime, and that's bail reform. You heard from the Speaker of the New York State Assembly. How open is he to revisiting bail reform when lawmakers head back to work in Albany in January?
The speaker does not sound all that open to revisiting bail reform. Got a lot of interesting comments from him, Speaker Carl Hastie. First, that yes, he says Democrats had a messaging problem during the campaign and allowed Republicans to, in his eyes, fearmonger around bail reform. But he said he is data-driven, he's looking at the numbers, and he says rearrest rates have not noticeably changed since bail reform went into effect. So he says he wants to focus on more holistic measures around addressing crime and the feeling of safety, not necessarily bail reform itself. Hastie acknowledged it is tough for Democrats to make their case around bail reform. Crime is a very emotional topic. It's a visceral topic. And numbers aren't always that convincing on crime. But I asked him about Mayor Adams still trying to make the case that bail reform changes are needed. And Hastie said some politicians are more interested in scaring people than finding solutions.
Steve, thanks for the update. WCBS reporter Steve Burns.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.